You have a tape entitled Joyous Survival. Would you touch on that, please?
Indeed. Anyone who is now remaining in physical form is a survivor. And it is our strong encouragement that you are a survivor in joy, not only a survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And there can be a great difference, you
Absolutely.
See. For the most part, as we are viewing physical man and woman, we see you all the same. We see that you are, for the most part, going through the motions of life, but not enjoying very much. Enjoying occasionally or sporadically, but that your life is not a life of joy. And so we have offered this recording to stimulate your awareness to what you are wanting. Once you are clear about what you are wanting, then that creation will reach back to you from its place in your future to inspire you to joyful action. So that there is never a need for you to fear anything, for there is no catastrophe that could take place upon your earth that is dramatic enough that it need take from you your joy, you see. If you are clear about what you are wanting, if you have set forth a clear image of that, and if you are listening to your guidance system that will assist you in being always in the path of joy.
Your book's entitled A New Beginning. Would you like to comment on that in the last few minutes of this tape?
This book has been offered with the intent of enhancing your physical life experience. There is not that which you believe that we are wanting you not to believe. And there is not that which we believe that it is important to us that you believe. We have not come forth to alter your beliefs, but to express to you clearly the laws of the universe that affect every aspect of your experience. For the most part, we see you playing in a game of life, not understanding the rules, therefore not knowing how to win the game and not having much satisfaction as you are playing. It is our wanting that you will understand and apply these laws deliberately, that you may be the creator you have come forth in this experience to be, that you may experience the freedom and the joy and the growth that is essential to you. You have come forth in great diversity. You are not all the same. You are not all wanting the same. You are not all uplifted by the same things. And so we have not come forth to offer something to uplift you. We have come forth to offer laws and processes by which you can draw that which uplifts you unto you.
So let me ask you, Abraham, what's in it for you? Why are you doing this? Why are you taking your time?
Because we are wanting to. That is primary. Because we've agreed that we would, even before your emergence into this physical body. You see, every physical being that is upon the earth has a non-physical counterpart.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, everything that is lived by those who are physical is experienced also by the non-physical. You have come forth in this dimension to experience in a physical setting with this marvelous buffer of time, physical life. That you may set forth your thoughts and attract unto you and create in the physical. We are focused from the non-physical, experiencing all that and enjoying all of that, and we must say to you that all that you are living is adding unto that which we are about. As we interact here in the physical setting with you and others who are like you, these combinations have not been before. Which means as the combination of that which you are and the combination of that which we are, which is ever-changing, comes together, we are setting forth or launching new creation. And that is what we are about. For we are, as you are, creators. It is with great exuberance that we have offered these words. There is great love here for you.
Thank you so much.
We are complete.
Thank you.